I just noticed with the red light.
Yeah.
It's got the freaking Eye of Sauron behind
me. Put
here.
On the red light.
Yeah. Oh, it does look like we're whores. You know what I also noticed? This red here.
Irritable dad syndrome. We're whores.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn it. Okay, this finger.
Yeah. That.
It's lined up.
It's lined up perfectly.
And if you look at the couch, it looks almost like that's a sectional. It looks almost like we are.
We planned that.
Like in the same shot. The only time the illusion gets broken is when the hand does this thing.
Here, Mike, touch my hand.
Is that your normal? Whoa. I'm not touching you. So stupid. But yeah, that's
only you Twitch people get to see that one.
Yeah, this is what you sign up for. I look pale as a ghost, man. God,
last week when you were telling me I look like Sammy Hagar,
I'm you
like,
did.
Oh, you Twitch people are so lucky that you got that little chunk of.
I got a really sexy Dune book set, like really sexy. It's really cool. It's like foil print.
Yeah.
And then like the inside has this cool spacey picture, mm-hmm. and the pages are painted blue on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm. Oh, you, Mr. Calloway saw Rage Against the Machine live. I saw them live.
Oh, dude.
I saw them on the Lollapalooza tour back when everybody lost their mind because Metallica headlined it. Lollapalooza sold out. That's not the spirit of Lollapalooza and blah, blah. And it was just, people Lord. Just hated it because it was like indie bands. And you remember Perry Farrell and Ben Caught Stealing and.
The
Chili Peppers and like that.
There's
so
like,
they were God, but people were so mad. I'm like, okay, don't go because
Wu-Tang Clan. Yeah,
don't go. I'll go.
Here's the deal: is people get nostalgic for things in the past.
Yeah,
the 80s were wonderful.
They were,
but they were not like Stranger Things. Like you didn't have all these posters. Nobody had all the little Dungeons and Dragons miniatures. We couldn't afford them, and they didn't have them all at Hex or Hills. Or whatever. You're lucky. You're lucky. Yeah, you were lucky if you had one D&D book and your mom didn't throw it away because it was the devil's work.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the 80s were.
Yeah.
Or you'd have your Ozzy albums and you'd have to hide them because he's on the front biting with the lizard or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the 80s.
The bat.
And the 90s, I saw people on the in the U2 threads going super nostalgic for the 90s, talking about, you know, Radiohead and, you know, Nirvana and Stone Temple Pilots and Smashing Pumpkins.
The 90s, that's when U2 was
Soundgarden, all that stuff. And
they didn't make a good record since then.
He's baiting me. We had so much good music, but everybody hated everybody else's music. Like, if you were a Nirvana guy, you hated the Metallica guy because he's corporate and he's sold out. Yep. If you're the Green Day guy, you hate everybody because Green Day is never going to sell out. Guess what?
They sold out.
My Lord. I'm surprised they didn't have, like, little freaking baseball cards of the members. I've always not liked Green Day.
I kind of do. I like them. Yeah.
So, yeah, because I see it a lot on the Tool. pages. There's all these younger Tool fans are like, man, I wonder what it was like in the 90s. Guys, Tool sucked in the 90s.
Yeah.
Not really, but they sounded like 15,000 other bands.
They did.
I got Undertow. I remember getting Undertow and I was like, okay, this sounds just like there was a band called Stabbing Westward.
Mm-hmm. I remember them.
Yeah. There was Typo Negative. There were a bunch of, you know.
I saw Typo Negative. Yeah, they opened up for Ozzy.
Yeah, so.
They did a cover of Summer Breeze.
So Tool is unique now.
Yeah.
Because you got Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And Tool,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So they stick out.
Yeah.
But back in the day, it was like, oh, I'm in the T section. Tool, what the hell? Mm-hmm. It's a band about a penis. And the guy sounds like the other guy from the other 15 bands, whatever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until later in the 90s and early 2000s that they really were like, oh, these guys are really freaking cool. That's what the 90s were. The 90s were constant fights with your friends.
Yes.
About whose band was better.
Yes.
And then fights with people you hated.
Yes.
About whose band was better. You made new friends with people you couldn't stand because they would agree with you on something you said about a band that your friends couldn't stand.
Yeah.
That's how you made friends in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was not this utopia
yeah.
of one year old, like, yeah, I'm going to go to a Nirvana concert and then I'm going to go to Metallica and then I'm going to go Radiohead. Nope. No, you're not.
They didn't
you're
really.
You're picking.
You stayed in your lane.
Yeah, it was like the feudal system in England. It was like the different warrior states.
Okay, I'm gonna jump back a decade.
Yeah,
when I went to high school and like middle school, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, when I lived in Virginia.
Yeah,
you did not publicly admit that you liked Prince or Michael Jackson.
Oh God, no.
And no. I remember there was this kid on my bus,
yeah.
this kid named Kevin, talking about how gay everybody is.
Yeah, Prince was the girls' band.
Oh, yeah.
It was,
and
yeah.
we went over to his house one time. We were throwing football, and he had three
yeah.
Prince cassettes.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh, it's yeah. interesting, Kevin, that you like 1999. huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Duran Duran, you couldn't publicly yeah. admit that you liked Duran Duran.
One of my best friends in high school, Jamie, everybody loved Jamie. Like, he was one of these guys that, like, all the jocks, all mm-hmm. the nerds, everybody liked him. And then one day we were talking about different, you know, groups that we liked. And, you know, this Pearl Jam 10 had just come out. That was like, we were talking about Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots were just coming. And he was like, Purple Rain's one of the greatest songs ever written. And it was like, you could hear a mouse fart. Like, yeah, it was like the needle scratch. It's like, what the did you just say? Cream, that guy.
Yeah.
Looking back, yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Same thing. Michael Jackson, the thing I remember, I told about the Michael Jackson story,
yeah.
The Michael Jackson birthday party story where the place ran out of black icing.
Yeah.
So they made his hair gray and everyone thought I had a Grady party from Sanford and Son.
You never told me this.
Yeah, this was like in fifth grade. I invite everybody.
Hey, Fred.
So, yeah. They did. It was like, this is back. This is before like Walmart
they thought and stuff. Grady was on your.
Yeah, he thought I had a Grady party because you didn't write Michael Jackson on there. It was. It looked like Grady. It did. It looked just like Grady. The next time I visit my mom, I'm going to look for old pictures. I know she took a picture of it. She has a picture of the cake.
Hey, Fred.
But I had other kids my age being like, why do you have Grady on your? I'm like, that's Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson doesn't have gray hair.
Oh.
Yeah, he was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody had Dungeons and in the 80s, nobody had Dungeons and Dragons posters or anything. Your parents would come in,
yeah.
convinced you were going to hell and rip them down.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they wanted to play Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, I was never really interested. I was still playing with my Star Wars figures.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I was. I was yeah. all about my Star Wars figures.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some Atari 2600. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids in the neighborhood wanted to play, and there were moms like, oh, that's I hear that's a devil game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
My mom, she was talking, she said, what's it about? And my asshole brother told her, he's like, it's like swords and dragons. And
you worship Satan every 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's like some wizards. And she said, and that's it? And like, that's it. She goes, okay.
Yeah.
So Greg went and played Dungeons and Dragons with a handful of his yeah. buddies.
Yeah.
And he never worshiped the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your brother's name is Greg?
Why, yeah, my asshole brother's name is Greg.
Okay. But yeah, one of my favorite memes I saw recently was, you know, it was a picture of a room all decked out with neon and Nintendo stuff. And it's like what everyone thinks the 80s room looked like. And then it had a picture with like the wood panel walls
yeah.
and like an old lady on the wall yeah. and a really old TV. That's what everybody's room really looked like in the 80s.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
My room in the 80s was covered in Billy Idol posters.
Oh my God. I had so many.
I had so many Billy Idol posters and a couple of Van Halen posters.
I had no
and
posters.
And it wasn't until the 90s that I liked Kiss when I grew up because my babysitter, Christy Nunes, she loved Kiss and she would bring over her albums and mom and dad would come home and we're like, this one's a spaceman and he's a cat and he's a devil and he's a star child and he does and like wait back up a second he does what
yeah
and then they saw it and they're like okay whatever
yeah you know?
But it wasn't until like the 90s that I started collecting and getting really into Kiss and I think I've got probably close to 30 Kiss posters.
Yeah.
And I had them all up. I mean, but, just every, yeah.
But
and
most, yeah. most people who got posters in the 90s and in college, it was a movie. It was, you had your, everybody had your Reservoir Dogs poster or mm-hmm. your Scarface.
I got into collecting movie posters also. Yeah. Yeah. yeah, I've got a Fargo, I've got a Usual Suspects poster
yeah.
that I had in my office when I worked yeah. up in Dayton, and everybody would walk by and go, oh, they loved my Usual Suspects poster. Yeah.
But I wish
Mr. Calloway, when I saw them, it was Lollapalooza, it was Metallica and Soundgarden were the two main acts. Rage Against Machine was the special act that night. So every leg of the tour, they had a surprise guest
yeah.
that you didn't know who it was yeah. going to be. And yeah. there was brewing. There was a little, we've heard that possibly it could be Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
And I didn't know enough about them at the time. And so my first exposure to Rage Against the Machine was them live. And they were insane live.
Yeah.
Right? And so then I became a huge fan of theirs. that was when we saw them in, was it Murfreesboro, Tennessee? When Lollapalooza was in Indianapolis, their surprise act, Waylon Jennings.
Okay. I was going to say Gordon Lightfoot, but nope. Waylon Jennings.
Yeah. Nope. Waylon Jennings came out there, and it two or three songs into it, people weren't getting it. And he played the Dukes of Hazzard theme, uh-huh. and then he won them over. And then he played, you know, he was Waylon.
Yeah.
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 It's like, I'm glad I saw Rage. I would have loved to have seen Waylon Jennings.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's just like, I didn't, at the time, in the 80s and the 90s, nobody claimed to be eclectic. If you suggested, even closely suggested, that you like something outside of your music group, you were weird or strange.
Yeah,
or
what the hell's wrong with you?
Or something like that.
And they would come into your house.
I don't use that word sparingly.
They would come into your house. They would rip your Prince album out of your hands, put a Tears for Fears, only the song Shout.
Yeah.
Only. It's the only one you're allowed to play.
I still have my Tears for Fears poster, by the way. Yeah.
And that was it. Oh, wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So wrestling is semi-huge now. Back in the day, wrestling in the 80s was like Flat Earth. Right? You guys know how you get pissed off at the flat earth people?
Mm-hmm.
Whichever side you're on, you get super pissed off. Back then, it was like, wrestling's fake. No, it's not. And then there's like, it is, but it's not. It's like, it's very athletic. There's a lot to it.
It's like choreography.
You know, it's choreography. It's like a stunt show.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. You
it's intense.
Crystallized my thoughts completely.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as if you became a stuntman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want to go to one group and you're like, really? You think they're locking two people up in a thing with razor blades and flamethrowers, and then they're going to let a guy just run in from the crowd and hit somebody with a chair. You think that just happened.
Yeah.
And then you go to the other person, you say, get your ass in there with the razor blades and another huge guy and see if you can just keep up with him.
Fake or not, it was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, I can't fault anybody who thought wrestling was entertaining.
Irritable Dad Syndrome is a Mike Odell, Darren Cox production.